Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.
First and foremost, I'm disappointed for the players who, according to the survey that's recently been published, had an appetite and were willing to go and play and represent the countries that they were born in or they've got heritage for. So I'm disappointed that the actions of the commission have taken that away from the players, because I know from my experience, you know, talking about my career, some of my fondest memories have been playing for England and being in those camps and going on tours. I feel for the people that have spent millions and millions of pounds in organising this game. I feel for, you know, the work that's been done by the International Rugby League in sort of starting this new era, which was starting at the last World Cup with Tonga. And, you know, we're here, we're watching the Olympic Games go on. You know, I think we all witnessed Wimbledon happen, featuring athletes from all around the world. There's a Golf Open happening. The Wallabies, I believe, are about to tour to Europe. Same with the All Blacks. So what that tends to suggest is that it's not a COVID issue. And I know, speaking to people back home, they're really angry that the commissioner are hiding behind COVID and perceived player welfare and using hypothetical situations. What it sort of tends to suggest is that, yeah, it's not a COVID issue. It's a lack of prestige, a lack of respect, a lack of any potential financial gain for the NRL or the clubs to get off this World Cup. And, you know, I get the club's position. They've never really been a fan of having international football, the risk of injury and stuff like that. But, you know, I think I was speaking to the St. Helens chairman back in England yesterday about it. And he says, let's compare notes in 10 years' time and see where we're at, because rugby union, they're going to come for us. They'll be laughing at us. We've got a genuine opportunity here to continue on from the good work that was done in 2017 with the World Cup. And I think, you know, if we're not careful, we're in danger of ruining it.
Couldn't they not have? It seems it's partly a logistical argument that they've got, isn't it? The fact that the clubs would, you know, agree with that. There's 8 weeks holiday they need, or whatever that kind
8 weeks holiday. So they wouldn't get back. So the players who went to the World Cup, affected, if Australia made the final, we assume Australia would, the Australian players would have to fly back to potentially a 2 week quarantine, then 8 weeks holiday, which would mean they wouldn't get back to training until mid February, I think it is. So a month before the season's due to begin.
Oh, I think to James's point, the NRL and the commission found a way to have Origin. They found a way. Mm. They took the players where they needed to. They moved. We played three games in Queensland or whatever it may be. And to James's point about, you know, potentially not being prestigious enough, maybe he's 100% right, because they did whatever they needed to do to be able to get that New South Wales versus Queensland series together. And now they're finding a way just to pull back from the World Cup.
And there's no short-term financial windfall for the clubs. And I think it's a bit of short-term thinking. It's self-interest thinking. You know, it's not thinking about the future when, you know, if the international game grows, one of the major benefactors of that would be the NRL clubs. And really, to go to your point, mate, and I get it, players are entitled to 8 weeks holiday, but that's always been the case. So in 2017, the final was actually in December. Mm. But what happens is you get players to have agreements with the clubs to go, no, okay, I'll get my holiday when the season. So some teams don't make finals, so your leave starts then. You actually get your leave in September when the finals are going on. So some teams, it's not a problem. Melbourne Storm, they always have high representative players, people like Cameron Smith, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk throughout the years. They've always played International Rugby League and they've been entitled to their 8 weeks off, but they just make an agreement with the clubs to come back at a suitable time. This has always been a problem with the 8 weeks holiday that you're obligated to, and have an International Rugby League. You know, if players want to really push the envelope and exercise their right to the 8 weeks plus 2 weeks of Christmas, like, does that count? Like, there's always been that argument, but you know, you as a player, as an international player, you respect the fact that you need a pre-season, so you don't exercise your right to have those 8 weeks off and then come back in, you know, early February.
To make a blanket decision like that and take, and I know it would have been made amongst, lots of discussions with the NRL clubs, obviously, probably consultation with the players as well. But maybe it's not for everyone this year. So maybe there's a lot of guys that found that they've been in lockdown. Everyone's got their own story. They've got families, whatever. So maybe, you know, they pick a side, and out of that side, there's people that say that, yeah, I'm willing to go, I'm willing not. But if you talk to Victor Radley, a guy that potentially would have been, you know, comes through a final series pushing for a spot, and you ask him whether or not he'd like to go and represent Australia at the World Cup, what do you reckon he's going to say?
He'd put his hand up, I think.
Yeah. And I think you'd find a lot of people like that. So they could have looked at it like, okay, let's take this as an opportunity. Some of the older guys, yeah, with other commitments, it mightn't be the top priority for them. As you know, at the back end of your career, other things come up. But I'm sure that Australia have the talent pool to put in a very competitive side, a full of guys that want to get over there and represent their country.
Well, I think looking at the survey results, it suggests that 75% of the players were willing and able to go and represent their countries. And I think, you know, looking at some of the reasons that have been cited, I mentioned some of the other some of the other tournaments that are going ahead, is then by saying player safety, is that then saying that the governing bodies of the Wallabies and the All Blacks, they're not concerned about player safety? Because I'm speaking to people at the World Cup, and they seem to have put all the correct biosecurity, stipulations in place to help this World Cup go ahead. But it just seems to be ignored, and I think that's what's making people angry back in England. It's annoying me as well that they're hiding behind COVID when COVID's actually affected a lot of people around the world. And don't hide behind it, and don't hide behind perceived player safety. Because like Gerd said, we found a way to get Origin on because there's a financial windfall. We found a way to get the competition on up in Queensland. We've moved everyone because we understand the financial implications of having it on versus not having it on. It's the same with the World Cup. The financial implications for not having this on could be catastrophic for the international game. Mm. Peter Vallandi spoke about when rugby league's in a time of crisis. Yeah, we have these round, you know, we have people who we hate or teams who we don't like, but in a time of crisis, we come together. Maybe you should live by that and help get this World Cup on instead of, you know, I'm not saying he's hiding behind COVID, but that's what he's being accused of back in England.
And it's hugely damaging for the game in England because
it's embarrassing.
Financially,
it's
they've
embarrassing.
Got the government over there has given them £25 million to put this tournament on. So if they ask for that money back because it's not going ahead.
But does it go ahead? What happens now? Without Australia and New Zealand,
what happens?
That's what
they're weighing up at the moment, Todd. Potentially they go ahead without Australia and New Zealand. But, you know, Australia said, can we push the tournament back 12 months? Well, it's not that easy because they book stadiums and there's a whole round of sports that are going ahead already in the schedule for next year. You can't just pick up a World Cup, push it back 12 months because the reason it's on now is they've got a relatively open schedule, I think at the end of the year in England. But at the end of the year, next year in England, it's chock-a-block. So there's no place for the World Cup at the end of the year. So you could play it here, but what about that £25 million the government's given over there?
Well, it's not just that. With a game like Rugby League and the World Cup, timing is everything. So you need to maximise your exposure in the media. So at the moment, this would be the perfect time. Gather momentum. It's a pretty free, open
I think every game's on BBC. Yeah, it's going to be on BBC.
But what I'm saying is in terms of like national coverage in the UK, there's a perfect opportunity for it to gain as much traction as possible. You fast forward 12 months. It's the FIFA football or soccer World Cup in Qatar at the same time. So in terms of like the momentum and traction it's going to gather in the media, it's not going to be as great. And I think it's a little bit embarrassing to have the government back it and then the Australian and Kiwis pull out together as well, which I don't really agree with kind of them doing it at the same time. It sort of smell a bit of a rat kind of stuff. You're like, oh, we'll buddy up together and we'll pull out together rather than one doing it and then the other doing it and not, in my opinion, not giving a valid enough reason and going against, if you believe what the player surveys have put out, going against what the players' wishes are. Even in my time there, you know, a lot you spoke about this 8 weeks holiday. Every time I was on an RLPA call, every time I was on an RLPA meeting, the consensus was the players wanted international football and they were willing to sacrifice their time off and their rest in order to go and play and represent the countries that they were from.
I'm a bit like Gerds. I think the players should be given the opportunity and let them make a decision whether they want to go or not. If they want to cut their holiday short by 2 weeks, let them do it.
You know, absolutely. You know, and
it's a bit of the case of the tail wags the dog a lot in rugby league, right? Clubs dictate to the AO Commission on the NRL about what should happen. There's no doubt the vast majority of this is club backlash against the World Cup going ahead.
Absolutely. And I think everybody could empathise if, say, Australia picked a team to go and tour and say, I'm just using this as an example. James Tedesco said, oh, look, I'm not going to go. I feel like I'm gonna pass the baton on to somebody else and I'm not comfortable with going. People would accept that.
Yep.
But if 75% of the playing group want to go, it tends to suggest that Australia could put a competitive team in that resembles what it would be the best green and gold team available. Same with the Kiwis.
Well, then you'd have to put Tommy Turbo at fullback.
The
fans would hate that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think people would empathise with players that would potentially want to pull out for different reasons, whether it be family or lack of time at home. And obviously we're sympathetic to the Kiwi teams that have, obviously there's some lads there that haven't been to New Zealand for, quite a significant amount of time. And if some of those lads that played for the Warriors didn't want to travel to England, I think we'd accept that and we'd move on. But I still think New Zealand could assemble a team that looks like a competitive team and looks like the number one, ranked rugby league nation in the world right now.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.